Okay, we are starting from Kavav Amud Bet, but I just want to go back to one thing near the end of yesterday, what we did. Kavav Amud Aleph, we had the case of the four brothers. Two are married to two sisters, and then the two died, and then they fall to the next two, right? And then the question is, what do you do, right? So they have to do chalitza, and we said there's one of two reasons. Either because there's zika, in which case, as soon as both sisters fall to one brother, they're called a chotzeku kato, right? There is, if they're married to him, and he can't be married to two sisters, so therefore he can't. The other opinion is, and therefore they do chalitza to get out of it, because a chotzeku kato is only derabanan, and that's why there's still a chiyuv of chalitza. If it was real erva, they'd be patur legamre. The other opinion was asur levatel mitzvah yivamim, that you can't, we're worried that maybe this brother will die, and then both sisters will fall. In other words, in theory, ein zika, which means that one can marry one without a problem, okay, and the other one will just go to the next brother, right? But what's the problem? If we have each one go to a brother, if one brother dies before the next brother does Yibum, then both are going to fall to him, and then they'll be stuck, because then two will need to do Yibum with one guy, and then we'll have to be Mevatel Mitzvah Yivamim, and he'll only be able to marry one, and this one will not be able to do Yibum at all. So then they say, if that's the case, okay, and this is what I didn't explain clearly, the Mishnah should also be in a case of three brothers, because then also you have a asur levatel mitzvah yivamim, and there you have a mitzvah yivamim vadai, that you're going to be mevatel, because as soon as he has these two sisters, if we say ein zika, he can marry one of them, but he's mevatel the mitzvah yivam with the other one. And that's why we say you should do chalitza. So it also applies in the case of three. I don't think I explained that well enough. Anyway. Then we had the five case, and we said, well, there may be five also, asur levatel mitzvah yivamim, because maybe brother number three and four will die, and brother number five will then be stuck with having to be mevatel mitzvah yivamim with one of them, and we say, okay, ad kan, right? We don't worry about two people dying after their other two brothers already died, right? It's already an extreme case. Okay, now we're going to have a machloket Rav and Shmuel about, we're going to have something called chalutza psula. Okay, what is chalutza psula? It's a very strange term. It doesn't really mean chalutza psula. It means a not-so-strong chalitza. Now, a few things to know. One thing is the chalitza does two things. It releases the woman to be able to get married, and it also releases the man from his chiyuv of yibum. It does both things. So what we're going to see is sometimes there's going to possibly be, according to one opinion, a situation where two brothers will have to do chalitza, because it's not a strong enough chalitza to allow, it's a strong enough chalitza, let's say, to allow the woman to get married. But it's not a strong enough chalitza for the brother's responsibility towards this woman. So they each have to do chalitza to relieve themselves of the responsibility toward this woman. Okay? So that's the two aspects. So let's see it inside, and we'll hopefully you'll follow them better. Amar Rav Barav Huna Amar Rav. Shalosh achayo yivamot shenaflu lifnei shnei achim. Okay, we now have three sisters. Okay, three sisters fall to Yibum with two brothers. Okay, in other words, let's say there were three other brothers, there were five brothers, three died. Three of these fall to Yibum to two. Now, what's going to happen? Now, I'm just going to preface this by saying we already learned that there's a problem of a chotzeku kato, right? We're going to learn now, it's an iser derabanan, right? If you did, okay, so we have a chotzeku kato. If you're supposed to do Yibum with more than one sister, right, you're not allowed to do Yibum with the sister of the woman you're supposed to do Yibum with. We're going to learn a new thing further on called a chot chalutzato. You also are not allowed to marry someone whose sister you did chalitza with. Okay? That's also an iser derabanan. If you did chalitza with someone, you can't marry her sister. So now, what do we have here? Shalosh achayot yivamot shenaflu lifnei shnei achim yivamim. Zecholetz l'echat. Okay, so let's match them up. This one does Yibum with one. Chalitza. Zecholetz l'echat. Now, emtsa'it, it's not really the emtsa'it. It just means, we're going to see why they call it the emtsa'it in a minute. What happens to this third one? Because now, what's the problem? He did chalitza with one of her sisters. He did chalitza with the other sister. Now, he can't do anything. He can't do Yibum with her because it's a chot chalutza to, right? Now, we're going to learn a new halacha.
But she was also beforehand a
chotzeku kato. She was, but now he's no longer zakuk because he did chalitza with those women, right? So that's how we can always do chalitza, right? That's how in all the cases of the sisters, we can do chalitza. After he does chalitza for one, he can do chalitza for the other. He can never do yibum because of that. So now, she's stuck because now we're going to learn something new, okay? So what do they say? And Sa'id tzricha chalitza mishnehem. Okay? She does chalitza from this brother and chalitza from this brother. Okay, now we're going to read it inside alone, then we'll explain. Amalei Rabba. Rabba says to Rabba Bar Rav Huna, who quotes us in the name of Rav, Mideka amarta emtsait tricha chalitza mishneim. Okay, why did you say that? So it must be because kasavrat yesh zika. Okay, there is zika. V'havyala chalitza psula. V'chalitza psula tzarich lachzor al kol achim. So what do they say? It must be that there's zika, and all these women were linked to these brothers, right? Now, what's the problem? If there's zika, then this woman can't do yibum with any of the brothers, the third sister. So now, what do you say? There's a concept of chalitza psula. What does it mean? It means that if you can't, let's go back. The Torah says, when do you do chalitza? If you don't want to do yibum, right? Im lo avayiv mi, I think that's the pasuk, right? If he doesn't want to do yibum with the woman. That means that if he can't do yibum with the woman, that's not the chalitza the Torah talked about. Follow? Yibum is only out of choice. Chalitza is out of choice. You say, I don't want to marry this woman, I'm going to do chalitza. But when you have a case where the yibum is not by the chalitza is not by choice but by force, because there's no potential yibum here. In this case, there's no potential yibum because there was zika. Zika means he's now connected to these other women, so he can never marry. It's as if at some point he married one of these women, even though he did chalitza with them. At the time of the mavet, it was as if they were married. Once you say they were married, then he can't ever marry her sister, so he can't do yibum with this woman. So because she can't do yibum now with any one of these brothers, what do we make her do? We make her do chalitza from both of them because her chalitza is a less strong chalitza. It's like a half chalitza, okay? It can matir her maybe to get married, but it can't release the brothers from their chiyuv of yibum because it's not a strong enough chalitza, okay? So now, if that's the case, what do they say? So therefore, you have to be l'chazer al kol achim. Now we have a problem, though. They say, this doesn't make any sense. If we say yesh zika, and all these women, right? Everyone should have this problem. None of these cases can he marry them, because they're a chotz kukatel, right? They all fall to yibum to the same three brothers. So it's a problem, really, for all of them. So what do they say? No. You're right. If all three brothers were to die at the same time, then all three sisters would need chalitza from both brothers. Okay? But what must be the case? Lo tzricha denapo bazoach harzo. Okay? Naf lachada, first the first brother dies and the first sister falls to Yibum. No problem. And Reuven did chalitza with her. Okay. Naf la'idach, the next one falls now, right? She's not going to be able to do chalitza with the first brother, so she goes to the second brother, does chalitza with him. So each one was allowed to do chalitza at the time, and it was a perfectly good chalitza. But when the third one comes, now we get into the problems. Okay, so then in order to be mafkia, the zika these brothers have to that woman, this is the story. The zika they have to her because she falls to Yibam. Again, this is all according to the logic that Yesh Zika, the opinion that Yesh Zika. If she has zika to these guys, it's not enough since the chalitza is like not a strong enough chalitza. She can't release the zika with what? Okay, let me even go back. Normally, if she has zika to all the brothers, right? Once the guy dies, but as soon as one does chalitza with her, that potters all the other brothers because they're only supposed to do yibum once, right? Only one brother. So, but this chalitza is not a strong enough chalitza, and therefore each brother needs to do chalitza independently because his chalitza is not strong enough. Since it's usher for him to do yibum with her, it's not strong enough, therefore, to release the bond that the other brother has.
Why is
okay?
It to do yibum if they die at different times? I mean,
only for the third, because the third now, that's what I said, there's an Isser called Achot Chalutzato.
Right.
In Isser Durabanan.
The first one, could she have married him?
So that's a good question. I was actually thinking about that as I was saying this. Could she have married him? When the first one died, I just have to remember. So in this case,
they die in sequential order.
Why can't she do yibum? I was actually trying to think about that in my head. Can she do yibum with him, the first one?
Well,
says here Reuven could have performed Yibun and his chalitza.
He could have.
And therefore his chalitza is considered ideal. That's why his chalitza is not considered part
so
of
So he really could have done Yibun if
well,
he wanted. Okay,
right.
So
it's
I guess he could have.
Shimon's and
fine. I was just making sure. I didn't remember for sure if there was some sort of problem there. Fine. So he could have done, but he happened to do chalitza. And then she's achot chalutzato at this point, right? She's the sister of someone that he did chalitza with, which means they had some sort of relationship, even if they don't now, and it's forbidden. So this third woman is stuck, right? So she does independent chalitza from each of them. Okay, that's Rav's opinion. Okay? So now we have a separate problem, which is, this is all based on the principle of yesh zika. Ah, v'ha'amar Rav ain zika. But doesn't Rav himself hold ain zika? So how could Rav have said this? So the answer is l'divrei ha'omer yesh zika ka'amar. He was talking about Aliva, the person who says yesh zika. Okay, we're going to see the exact flip now with Shmuel. Shmuel holds yesh zika, but he's going to explain something that seems to imply ein zika, and we're going to say that he said it koray l'manda amar, the other manda amar. Now this is a little, if you look at it, especially since they're going to do it with both opinions, it's quite tricky. Right? In other words, to say that each of them talked about some particular case and had an opinion when it was a leave it to the other shita is very strange. Okay, maybe there was something confusing about the Mesorot. Maybe, I don't know, it's something historically to think about. That there must be some problem here somewhere. Okay.
Just a question. Why, if it's in sequential order, right, then why does she even have a Zika, even if you say a Zika, because she's not. She's in a situation.
Who's she? The third?
Yeah, because now they're.
So now you have the problem because of Zika. The yesh Zika causes the Isra of achot chalutzato because
Zika,
at some point they were married.
If it's an usher situation, can Zika even take place? No.
Like no, but it wasn't usher. No, there was Zika with the first woman, and then he does chalitza with her. But because now we have this issue of achot chalutzato, we now have a different problem, which is that she's now the sister of someone that was right. She's the sister of someone he did chalitza with, and that makes it a problem.
And she's not a co-wife.
And because
she's the third wife.
She's the what?
She's not a co-wife, right?
No, she was a third wife. No, they couldn't have been co-wives because they're sisters. Okay. The question is I think that achot chalutzato is connected to this Zika principle. That because there was Zika originally, it was like they had a relationship, and therefore he's forbidden to her even after he does chalitza. The Zika is very strong, and it makes it like as if they're all married at the same time, even though they're not. I think that the achot chalutzato is connected to the Zika concept. Okay? Okay, so now Shmuel Amar, okay, now we have an alternate opinion. Echad choletz lekulan. Ah, one brother can do chalitza with all three wives. Okay, this is obviously going to be based on the principle that ain zika, and therefore there's no achot chalutzato, no problem. You can do zika with all of them, but we're going to have a few problems with this opinion because of something else that Shmuel says, and we're going to explain it in the end, possibly actually like this or possibly in a different manner. Okay, if you see on the side here on the chart, I lined up Rav and Shmuel, and then right now we're going to be on a koshi of Shmuel, and we're going to answer it up in two possible ways. Okay, that's why I split the chart there up in that part. Shmuel de Amar Chalitza, Shmuel Amar Chalitza Lekulam. So now they say, Michte Shamina Leil Shmuel, don't we know that Shmuel says, De Amar Chalitza Ma'alya Be'inan. Shmuel says you need a good chalitza, okay, as opposed to this chalitza psula, right? These cases are all, it's not a perfect chalitza because he can't do yibum with any one of them, or with at least, right, how many chalitza psulas would be here? The first one would be allowed. She'd be good. But number two and number three would be a chalitza psula. So now we're going to say that if he really, clearly one of them is going to be a chalitza psula, but wouldn't we rather minimize chalitza psula? And we're going to see a case where Shmuel says, if you have a choice of a stronger chalitza and a weaker chalitza, go for the stronger one. So therefore, they're going to say, in this case, Adif, Shmuel should have said, Adif, that one brother does one, the other brother does the other, and then one brother doubles up. Okay, maybe he doesn't need to do chalitza from both. She doesn't need to do chalitza from both brothers, like Rav says. But at least, right? He's kind of, if you see it, he's arguing with Rav on two concepts, right? Rav says, right, number one matches with number one, number two matches with number two, and number three has to go from both. Okay, that's the way it works with the sisters, right? Shmuel says one can go with One, right? Two, and three. Which means, number one, that number three doesn't need to do chalutza from both. And number two, we're going to add, number two is a chalutza psula, right? This is also a chalutza psula. Okay? We have two chalutza psulas now. When we have the potential, right? So maybe chalutza psula, you say, there's two approaches to chalutza psula. Either you say it's not strong enough and she has to do chalutza from both. Or at the bare minimum, at least you say, let's avoid it if we can. Okay? And here, he should have said, let's avoid it, and let's put number two with number two. And that would have avoided at least one situation of chalutza psula. That's their question. Now, what did Shmuel say? Chalatz, now we're going to have a different case. Okay? We have two sisters. Okay? You can look in Rashi. Shte chayot shenaflu lefanav mishne achim. V'chol achat tzarata ima. Okay? You have two brothers that the sisters and their wives fall to Yibum with them, okay? Each one falls with a wife, okay? With a tzara. Okay, so now they fall to two brothers. I know, I realize I have to get I'll get a shoebox and I'll put them on a shoebox and you can see better. Try to remember for next class. Okay, so if chalatz la'achayot, lo niftiru tzarot. Ah, what do you see here? If he does chalitza with the sisters, that's a weak chalitza and it's not enough. What happens with chalitza? We talked about it. Number one, it releases the brothers from the chiyuv of Yibam. Number two, it releases the woman herself. So now, well, that's number three really, right? So now, this is enough to release these women. They can go get married to anyone they want, the sisters. But it's not enough to release these guys from their zika of Yibam and so their chiyuv of Yibam. And what did they have a chiyuv of Yibam with? With the otherwise, with the tzara. They haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibam yet from the brother's perspective. So it's not strong enough to be poter the tzarot. Okay? So therefore, what do you see? That if you have a better option, take it, right? In other words, chalatz l'chayot lo niftiru tzarot, but the other is chalatz l'tzarot niftiru achayot, right? And as if he does it with the tzarot, barur that the achayot are p'tulot, and they can go, right? And that poters the whole Yibum situation. So hecha dekaima chalitza de Shimon, chalitza kshera. Okay, now he's talking back to our case. Since Shimon, who's brother number two, could have done a chalitza kshera, chalitza Reuven, chalitza psula, we're going to allow Reuven to do a weaker chalitza? It doesn't make any sense, right? If in this case he says that we, right, you know, what's clear from the case of the tzarot is that he thinks that there's a concept of chalitza psula. It doesn't work as well, and don't do it, right? It's not going to solve your problem. So now they say, So the first answer is going to be, we misunderstood Shmuel. He didn't mean that Reuven does 1, 2, and 3. Okay? My echad choletz the kulam, nami dekaamar, aemtzait. It means echad choletz laemtzait. What does it mean? It means, I said he's arguing with Rav on two things, he's only arguing with Rav on one thing. Really, number two goes with number two. We're going to cross this out. Okay? Number one does number one and number three, meaning he argues with Rav on the fact that the number three, when she does a chalutza psula, yes, it's not ideal, but it's the best we can do at this point. We don't have a choice. He can do it, and she doesn't need chalitza from the other brother, like Rav thought. Okay? So, what do they say? So that's one answer. Now, the Gemara says we have a bit of a problem with this, because ha-kulan ka'amar, it says he married, right? He chalak the kulan. So it sounds like 1, 2, and 3, right? Kulan means everybody. So they say, no, kevan de ruba gabe kari le kulan. He does the majority, okay? Ruba, kulan here means ruban, okay? The majority of them and not all of them. So it really means, according to this interpretation, that he does, the Reuven does number one and three, and Shimon does number two. And then we have two chalitza ksheras and only one psula, and there at least we've shown, like Shmuel holds the shitato, that we try to minimize if we can. In other words, adif to avoid chalitza psula. If you have no choice, you have no choice. But there's no need for her to do it with both brothers. That it just means when you have a choice, pick the stronger one. The ibait ema, here's the other option. Ki ka'amar Shmuel chalitza ma'alya bi'inan, hanimili. Now we're going to try to distinguish between the two cases. Okay, what's the difference between the two cases? The second case had tzarot in the picture, right? The first case only had the women themselves. So, hanim mile lemiftar tzarata. When you want to be poter a different woman from the chiyuv of Yibum, so you need something stronger, okay? But lemiftar anafsha, but in order to just be patra herself, patra, okay, chalitza psula is enough to patra herself. And therefore, we can say 1, 2, 3, because it's only for her herself. Okay, this too is just to release herself. She's not releasing a different woman from Yibum. There is no woman in the picture. When there's another woman in the picture, so adif to go with the stronger and help that woman. But when it's just yourself, you don't need it. Okay, so then that's a possibility. Okay, gufa. Now we're going to go into this case that Shmuel brought of the sisters with the tzarot. Amar Shmuel. Gufa always means, it's. I always say it's like a link on an internet, right? You're on the internet and you can link and go into something deeper. That's what the Gemara is doing. It's saying, okay, we mentioned something before. It got brought in from others, you know, right? We brought it in to compare. Now let's learn this case. Amar Shmuel. Chalatz l'achayot lo niftiru tzarot. Now we're going to see the continuation, which was already obvious from then. Niftiru, sorry. Litzarot, but if he did chalitza for the tzarot, niftiru achayot. That would be poter the sisters. Now he brings a few other cases. Okay, there's a lot to learn today, a lot of concepts. What if you give a get to someone you're supposed to do chalitza with? Okay, let's say you give her a get. Now, does that mean anything?
Yeah.
You're not chayiv to give her a get, right? You're chayiv to do yibum or chalitza. Get wasn't one of the options. Okay, but what is get? A get is a document that separates a man and a wife, right? Now, these people, we've talked about this a lot. Are they man and wife? They're not really. They're supposed to be, right? There's a zika maybe, right? But they're so now, what if you gave her a get? So, mita oraita, this get is meaningless. Totally and utterly meaningless. It's like if I gave one of you a get, right? It would be meaningless. It's a meaningless document because we have no relationship like that. But what do they say here? If he gives her a get, so mita oraita, there's nothing. But midrabanan, since a get is a document that disconnects people who are supposed to be connected, and these two people are supposed to be connected, so therefore, it's midrabanan, it's a good get. What's the relevance of this? Okay, the relevance is that, number one, once he gives her a get, he's asur to her krovin, okay? Because it means that they were in a relationship. It kind of like signifies that there was a relationship and now it breaks it. And then if you've married to someone, then you're assured of their kareem, called, oh, they're alive. Remember, we had these cases where once she dies, then already he can marry the sister. But he can't, for example, marry her sister now because they had some relationship. In addition, it means now that, wait, what was the other thing? It just eluded me. If they have a get, right. What did we learn? Asher lo yivne. Do you remember that pasuk? What did we learn from that pasuk? That if you did chalitza, you can no longer marry her. Because you didn't do the mitzvah of yibum. Asher lo yivne. Okay, it wasn't asher lo bana. It's asher lo yivne ba'atid. Meaning, if you didn't do, right, you did chalitza, you can now no longer do yibum. Because now she's achot ishtech, right? She's the wife of your brother. That's asher arayot to marry. Now, you've gotten rid of the chalitza. So you've gotten rid of the potential to do yibum. So now if he gives her a get, it's considered midrabanan as if he did chalitza, got rid of her. Now he can't marry her. So he can't do yibum with her after you give her a get. Okay? So two things. That's asur b'krovim and he can't do yibum with her. However, he still hasn't dealt with his d'oraita chiyuv of yibum. So obviously he's going to have to do chalitza to her. Okay? Do you follow all that? It's kind of complicated. Okay? Let's just start from the beginning. Do it one more time. He, right, she comes to Yibum, he doesn't do Yibum, he doesn't do Chalitza, he gives her a get. Not relevant get, right? Midoraita, it's not relevant, and therefore Chiyuv Yibum upon him still. But he can't do Yibum because the fact that he gave her a get means that he already said, I'm not going to be boneh this by it. Once he says, I'm not going to be boneh this by it, we aser him, there's an Isra Lav, to be boneh the by it. So now he can't do Yibum with her, okay? So what's he left with? He has to do Chalitza, okay? So now, and but what's the relevance for our case? If he has to do chalitza and he can't do yibum, then what kind of chalitza is this? It's a chalitza psula, okay? Because there's no potential for yibum. Okay, so now let's read it inside. Chalatz lebalat haget lo niftarat tzara. So now we understand why, because the tzara has a much stronger zika to him than this woman, and it's not strong enough to do the chalitza psula, where there's no potential for yibum. He should do it with the one that there's potential for yibum. But litzara, if he does chalitza with the tzara, nifteret ba'alat haget. Okay, that was the concept of that. We're going to come back to it, so don't forget. Chalatz lebalat ma'amar. Now we have another case. Someone does ma'amar. What is ma'amar? It's like doing kiddushin with a yivama. But the halacha is that midoraita, unless you have sex with a woman, that's not considered yibum. Okay? So ma'amar is like a yibum midorabanan. Okay? And as you created a relationship with her, but only midorabanan. Now, if you want to do chalitza with this woman, okay, what's the problem? You did a ma'amar, midrabanan, and you're married to this woman. How do you get out of marriage? Not with chalitza. You need get. So this woman needs a get and a chalitza. Because you haven't done your Yibum yet because you haven't slept with her. So there's no Yibum. So if you decide, after you betroth her, let's say, right, you do this Ma'amar, you decide you don't want to be with her anymore, you have to do Chalitza to get out of the Yibum because you haven't fully fulfilled the Yibum, but you're also connected to her by a marriage type of thing, and therefore you have to do Chalitza, you have to do get to get out of that. So now, what does that mean? Again, the Zika is not going to be a strong Zika. Why is the Zika not a strong Zika? I'm sorry, the Chalitza is not a strong Chalitza because your Chalitza doesn't pater her entirely. She's still connected to you till you give her a get. So your Chalitza is not a strong Chalitza. Follow that?
Would it matter if he gave her the get first? And then he could
it could be if he gave her the get, it would be okay. Yeah, if he gave her a get, then I think the Chalitza would be fine. But the assumption is he's going to do Chalitza now, and he hasn't given her a get yet, so therefore the Chalitza is not sufficient. It's not strong enough. So again, the same thing. Chalatz lebaalat ha-ma'amar lo niftera tzara. Litzara niftera baala ma'amar. Okay, but the reverse would be true. So now they're going to ask a question. Ma'ishna l'achayot de'lo nifteru tzarot. What was the reason the achayot were not niftarot, right? They weren't poter the tzarot. Now we're going to have a problem on case number one. Forget about the other cases right now. Case number one. In the case of the achayot, what do we say? The sisters can't poter the tzarot, but the tzarot can poter the sisters. I don't know if anybody thought of this, but what's the problem? To have yelo achot isha bezika, right? What's the problem? She's the achot isha bezika, right? They're both zakuk to the guys, and therefore it's not a strong enough, right? They can't do yibum because the sister is also zakuk. He's achot zakukato. And therefore, right, it's a problem. So if that's the logic, if it's achot isha, what's the case with the tzara? Achot isha is an erva. The tzara is also ptura. So if that's the case, then the tzarot, the chalitza of the tzarot can't marry him either. Because achot isha is erva, right? And now again, you have to remember, and we'll see this after, but this guy, okay, the two sisters fall to the yavam, right? So now it's considered achot zakukato. We have this concept, yesh zika. It's as if they're married. So you have to remember this word, it's as if. He's not really married to them, okay? Again, what's the difference? Mida oraita, this isn't erva. But midrabanan, this is erva of achot isha. Now achot isha, okay, it's midrabanan, we call this erva, because, right, it's like it's zakuk, and it's as if he's married, but it's an erva midrabanan, midoraita, right? It's an erva of achot isha. Achot isha was one of our cases in the first Mishnah. Now achot isha is poter the tzara. So if that's the case, if we say yibum can't happen with this woman because there's Zika, and it's as if he's married to her sister. You say, well, it's as if he's married to the tzara, right? It's the tzara is the tzara of the chot isha. So she should also be pacher, in which case, right? She's also in the situation where she can't do yibum. Since she can't do yibum, it's a chalutza psula. So therefore, what's the difference? Why do you say if you do the tzarot, it's pacher the achayot? Okay? So we're going to see some answers to this, but that's the question right now. So havile, right? Tzarot nami lo liftu achayot to havile tzarot achot isha bezika. Okay, it's the tzara of the achot isha through zika. So what's going to be our answer? I already told you this. We're going to have this answer. Kasav Shmuel ain't zika. So you say there's no zika, and that's why there's not. That's not why she's forbidden, right? For zika, it's forbidden because asur levatel mitzvah yevamim, and that only applies to the sisters. It doesn't apply to the tzarot. Okay. But v'hamar Shmuel yesh zika. Oh wait, but how could you say Shmuel says that? Shmuel says yesh zika. So the answer, l'divrei ha'omer ein zika kamar. Okay. But now, they're still not satisfied with this. Because ihachi chalatz l'achayot amai lo niftiru tzarot. If that's the case, then if you're chalatz l'achayot, why shouldn't the tzarot be niftar? Why? Bishlama, I'll tell you, there's one part that makes sense and one part that doesn't make sense. Okay, bishlama is a mivneh that works like this. Something that we talked about makes sense and I can explain away. Ela, it's going to say, but something else doesn't make sense, and then there's always going to be an answer. That's the structure of a bishlama. Bishlama from shalom or shalem, right, it works. Bishlama tzara de Rachel. Okay, Rachel is going to be the second sister. Okay? Clearly, the second, now if you say ein zika, what happens? So the first sister is allowed to get married legitimately, right? So now you can already see what the problem is. The first sister can get married, so therefore her chalitza is good. And therefore her tzara's chalitza is also good. Okay, so bishlama tzara de Rachel, the second sister, we can understand loti pater. Why? De tevan de chalatz la lelea, bahadar chalitz la Rachel, havi le chalitza de Rachel, chalitza psula. Okay, since first he did Leah, And then he did Rachel, so the second sister is going to be Achot Chalutzato. So now I'm confused because I thought Achot Chalutzato, it must be Achot Chalutzato isn't connected to whether there's Zika or there isn't Zika. You're just Asur to Achot Chalutzato. Because here we have a case, we're saying Ein Zika, and yet it's Asur Achot Chalutzato. Okay, I have to think about it a little bit more. But anyway, what they're saying now, that since he was Chalitza Leah, and now he wants to do Chalitza LeRachel, that's Chalitza Psula. But Tzara de Leah Tipater, the Tzara of Leah should be Tipater, because that Chalitza was a perfectly good Chalitza if you say Ein Zika. Right? As soon as you say Yesh Zika, he's got a problem with both of them. But if you say Ein Zika, the first one's fine. So now what do they say? My lo niftaru tzaro nami dekaamar at tzara de Rachel. When they say lo niftaru tzarot, they're only talking about the tzara of the second sister and not the first sister. But what do you mean? V'hat tzarot kamar. But you said lo niftaru tzarot, which sounds like of both sisters. Now the answer, no tzarot alma. They're talking about any tzarot that Rachel has are not niftaru. Okay, so the tzarot doesn't mean the tzarot of both sisters. It means all the tzarot of Rachel. Ihachi. Chalatz l'tzarot niftaru achayot. So if that's the case, right, then it should be, though, if you're chalatz l'tzarot, then niftaru achayot. But tzarat Rachel mi miftara. But how could the tzara of Rachel pater Rachel? Why? V'hat nan asur adam b'tzarat krovat chalutzato. Okay, we got to understand what this means. This means very simply, the tzara of the sister of the chalutza, which means that if Leah was his chalutza, he did chalitza with Leah, so Leah's now out of the picture. The tzara, so now the sister's forbidden, right? He can't marry the sister, and he also can't marry the tzara of the sister, and there's a mishnah that says so, so how could he go against that? Okay? So now it shouldn't only be that Rachel can't be pater, you know, her tzarot, but her tzarot shouldn't be able to pater Rachel. And it says, right, that it works in one way, it doesn't work in the other way. So Shmuel Nami, hitchil velo hitchil kamar. This is what Shmuel meant. Hitchil ba'achayot lo yigmor b'tzarot. Okay. What this means is, if he started with the achayot, he did Leah, okay? Lo yigmor b'tzarot. What does that mean? If then he switches to the tzara, and he does the tzara of Leah, of Rachel, okay? That's no good. He needs to also, right, okay, what this really means, lo yigmor b'tzarot, lo yigmor b'tzarot bilvad. In other words, very simply, this chalitza is not a good chalitza on the second, it's all the wives of the second brother. Once he marries, right, once he does chalitza with one sister, that means that now the other sister and all the wives that are connected with her have to do chalitza individually with the next brother. Okay, because all of those cases are going to be a chalutza psula because of this mishnah. These are sur adam b'tzarat provat chalutza to. So all those tzarot are forbidden to him, and therefore all the chalitzas are going to be chalutza psula. So now, ditnan asur adam b'tzarat provat chalutza to. Right, because it says that he's asur, but the tzara of the sister of the chalutza. But itchil b'tzarot. But if he started in the first sister, he did chalitza with the tzara, then yigmor af ba'achayot. Then it's fine if he deals with the sister because there's no achot chalutzato, right? He did chalitza with the one who wasn't the sister, so that's perfect. That's a perfect situation. Perfect chalitza, right? The next sister now or the tzara, any of them are free to do chalitza or yibum with him because he's no longer got any connection with. He never did anything with the sister, so it's fine. Okay, ditnan, why? Because there's a mishnah that says, right, that I think it's a continuation of that mishnah, mutar adam bikrovat tzarat chalutzato. Okay, what does that mean? If you did chalitza with a tzara of a sister, that's fine. You're mutar in any of, right, her relatives. And obviously then the tzarot of her relatives, right, other wives. Okay, so that was all to explain two options of Shmuel, right, either of saying that right, we had this question, what about the tzarot? They should be the same. So either we say they are the same, okay? Or we say they're not the same because it's this situation of where, you know, that it's a surah that the hitchil velo hitchil, right? In other words, he started with one, he started with the other. That's how you understand it. But Rav Ashi amar la'olam kidekamarta. Rav Ashi goes back and he says no. The tzarot really are not the same. Okay? This was all based on the assumption that the tzarot were the same. But now we say, no, the tzarot are not the same. Why? Mishum de lo alima zika l'shavya l'tzara ke'erva. Okay, the zika of the tzara is not the same strength as the erva. And therefore, you don't say this a chalutza psula. In other words, or even if you do say that, the level is different. In other words, yes, it's true the chalutza can't marry, the tzara can't marry, but because her zika to him, right? Whose zika is stronger? The sister, right? Who's the more problematic case? The sister, not the tzara. The tzara is just related through the marriage to this guy, right? So it's weaker, and the connection is weaker, and therefore her chalitza would be stronger. Okay? And that's why her chalitza is strong enough to be poter the achayot, but the achayot is not strong enough to be poter the tzara. Almost you could say it's not absolute. It's not like either it's pasul or kasher. It's that it's gradations. Okay? Yes, it's somewhat pasul because she's also can't marry him, but she's got less of a connection to him, and therefore her chalitza is stronger. Right? The way it works is that the stronger your connection is, the stronger chalitza you need to break it. Right? So the tzara is less, or the stronger the problematic nature of it. So the achot is much more, right? The achot really can't marry. The tzara just can't marry because she's related to the achot. So therefore her problem is less of a problem, and therefore her chalitza ends up being stronger. Okay. Tanya kavatei de Ravashi. Now we're going to bring a bride to the support Ravashi. Chalatz l'achayot lo niftiru tzarot. Okay, so now what's the assumption here? Since it only says it in one direction, right? It must be that halatzaro niftiru achayot. And here it's general, and you can't say it's just talking about one sister and not the other sister, right? It's very general. If he does chalitza to sisters, then they're tzarot or not, are not ptirot. But obviously, if you did the tzarot, then niftiru achayot, and therefore that seems to prove what he's saying. It's across the board, and it's not just sister number two that it's a problem, but sister number one also. So then they say, well, my time, and is it not the reason? Because la mishum de kasavar yesh zika, it's not because he holds yesh zika. It's like we explained earlier that ain zika, according to Shmuel, below, and what must be the reason then? Below alima zika l'shavuya l'tzara ke'erva. Okay, it's not strong enough to make the tzara be like erva. In other words, there's gradations. Amar Rabbi Abba bar Mama, hamane, beit shamahi. Now, what does he say? He says, this proof is not a good proof, this brayta you're bringing. Why? Because that brayta who says, niftaru tzarot, niftaru chalatz achayot lo niftaru tzarot, right, is why? That's all aliva de Beit Shammai. What do you remember about Beit Shammai? Ditna, Beit Shammai mitirim atzarot lachim. Beit Shammai thinks there's no isra for the tzarot. And therefore, the tzarot are not asarot bichlal. That's another answer, right? This is all, but he's saying that's a bad answer because this is all to explain Shmuel. How can you explain Shmuel? Aliva de Beit Shammai. Okay, that Mishnah was, that Braita was aliva de Beit Shammai. So you can't learn anything from there. So then they say, ihachi, yibum einami tityabein. If you want to say it's Beit Shammai, then they should be able to do yibum, right? So then they say, "Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Yuri to Amar, bo v'nitaken lehen l'tzarot shu chotzov alamit yabmov." Remember that? Rabbi Yochanan ben Yuri said, "We don't know Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. What do we do?" He says, "Let's just make a takana that they'll do chalitza and not yibum." Okay, and that's why they didn't do yibum, even a libid Beit Shammai. But then they say, "Wait a minute!" But Hamar Rav, remember all this? Lo ispigul ligmorat hadavar ad shenishvash ah. They never concluded like Rabbi Yochanan ben Yuri. They just suggested it. He suggested, and then there were wars. Something happened, and they weren't able to do it. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Acharav tiknu, Chazru v'tiknu. In other words, it's true they didn't do it in his generation, but in a later generation they did. Okay? Which is a difficult answer, but that's how they answer. Okay. Now we're going to go back to this Baalat Ged and Baalat Ma'amar. Okay? Let's say you have a case, okay? Yibai Elihu. Now they're asking a question. Let's say you have a case of Baalat Ged and Baalat Ma'amar. You have two women in front of you. One he gave a get to, and one he did a Ma'amar with. Eze mehem kodemet. Okay? Which should he do chalitza with first? Right? Because he has to do chalitza. He can't do yibum with any of them. He could do yibum with the baalat ma'amar, actually. So, is baalat haget adifa, mishum de'itcho baba chalitza? In other words, he already started divorcing her, so maybe he should start with her, because he's already that. O dilma baalat ma'amar adifa, mishum de'krova labia. Or do you say the baalat ma'amar is already almost married to him, right? They're karov labia. They can be together already, so maybe that's the one that you should go with first. Am Ravashi Tashma, Umode Rabban Gamliel, Sheyesh Get Achar Ma'amar, Ma'amar Achar Get. Okay, we'll get to this in a minute, but I'll just explain very briefly the way the proof is working, and then I'm going to explain what Rabban Gamliel actually means here. Since you can do Get after Ma'amar, you can do Ma'amar after Get, Iget adif lo lehani ma'amar batre. V'ma'amar adif lo lehani get abatre. Here it seems he's using get and ma'amar interchangeably in terms of the order. It doesn't matter whether you did get and then ma'amar or ma'amar and then get. And therefore, alalav shmaminaki adadi ninu. The strength of each is equal. It's not that the connection of the ma'amar is stronger than the disconnect of get. They're both equal. Okay? Now, what's the issue here? There's a machloket about, is there get a hard get? If you gave someone a get, okay, wait, let me just refresh my memory 100% before I explain this case. If you give a, just 1 second. Okay, if two yivamot fall before one brother, okay, and he gives a get to any one of them, and then he gives a get to the second one. Okay, this reminds, it's a little bit like the concept of the Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Okay, you know the concept in Shabbat, right? So if you cook something, then you can't re-cook it. Re-cooking it is not called cooking. It's already cooked. Okay, right? Ashkenazim post say the Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul in water. That's why you can't heat up water or soup. You can't put soup on the platter on Shabbos morning. Because there's a concept that what happens to water after you boil it and then you leave it? When you re-boil it again, you're re-boiling it, right? It loses all its properties of being cooked. So that's why soup, Ashkenazim paskin, right? Sephardim paskin, ain bishul, achar bishul, even bedavar lach, even in something liquid. And that's why they'll heat up more liquids on Shabbos, or some Sephardim heat up even soup, some people, whether it's just like gravy and stuff. But that's what it's based on. So if you say ain bishul, achar bishul, it means we've already done bishul, so you can't do another bishul. So if he's supposed to do yibum with two women, okay, and he gives one a get, and then he gives the other one a get. Now this is the same thing we talked about before. This second get is meaningless. He's already, right, not only the first get we talked about was somewhat meaningless, right? Midoraita. The second get, for sure, he's already, he's got zero connection to this woman now. Because he did some sort of act to do, right? Although he didn't exactly have zero connection because Midoraita, he's still connected, right?
So it wasn't really strong enough to cancel his connection to the second woman.
So that's right. So that's part of the question here. Okay, so now they say, ain't get a hard get. Okay, there's a viloma amar achar ma'amar. Okay, so what's the relevance? If you say that the second get has some mashma'ut, then again, you're going to have these two issues. Okay, I wrote it at the bottom of the page. There's two ashlachot to the get and two ashlachot to the ma'amar. Okay, we talked about this before. If the get, the second get is good, then you're ne'esar b'kroveha and asur liyabma, because he did lo yivneh, right? He already said, I'm not going to do anything with you. Okay, the two ashlachot to the ma'amar is that, again, he has to get, number one, he's ne'esar b'kroveha, like we said, right? He's forbidden because he did like an act of marriage with her. And he has to give her a get in addition to the chalitza to get out of it. So now the question is, so they say, ain't get a char get below ma'amar achar ma'amar. He already did one act with one woman, right? The second get is irrelevant. But what if he did, okay, this is our case, yesh get moder Rabban Gamliel, that there is get achar ma'amar and there is ma'amar achar get. That if he gave one a get and he does ma'amar with the other, then that ma'amar is takef. Okay, again, you have to deal with it, right? You have to get out of it because he can't do yibum anymore, so you have to do chalitza to get her out of it. And you have to give her a get because you did ma'amar with her, right? So there is, he says that, or if you did ma'amar and then you give the second one a get, then that get is considered a get and you have to deal with it also. Okay? So that basically means that the hashlachot of ma'amar and get would apply if, you know, it's a ma'amar ha ma'amar ve'en get a har get, but if you did a get and a ma'amar to each of the women, one got ma'amar, one got get, you're going to have to get out of both of them. Okay? So that's what he says. The point being here that you see that the zika of one or the connection or disconnect of one is no stronger than the other. Okay? Because you can't choose. You can't say, oh, the ma'amar was stronger, so we just count the ma'amar, we don't count the get. Or the get was stronger, and therefore, okay, so you see here that they're interchangeable, and that answers our question, that neither one of them should be kodemet. Okay? And that's our answer. Okay. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shtei achayot yivamot shenaflu lifnei yabam achad. Okay, two sisters fall, okay, in front of one brother. Echad lifnei yabam achad. Chalatz larishona hutra. Okay, does chalitza with the first, she's muteret now to go marry whoever she wants. Chalatz lashnia hutra, she's also muteret to marry anyone she wants. That's obvious. Okay, they didn't really need to tell us that. We know that. Meita rishona. What if the first one dies? Mutar b'shnia. He can marry even the second one because he's no longer got any connection to that woman, right? She dies before he does yibum. Ve'ein tzarich lomar. And you don't need to say meita shnia if the second one dies. Shemutar b'rishona. Why? Because mishum. Why is that case more obvious? Okay, what's the difference between the first and the second? The assumption is that this happened in an order. First, the first one fell to Yibum, to him, which means the first one was mutter from Yibum in the first place. Only when number two came along did she become usher. So that's the case we're going to see in the Gemara right now. Mishum dehavi yivama shehutra, she was first mutar, vine esra, v'chazra v'hutra, az tachzur lehetera arishon. Barur that if she was in the beginning mutar, and only because wife number two came along and ushered her, then when wife number two disappears and dies, obviously it's going to be mutar to marry the first. The chiddush is that even the second, if the first were to die, when the second fell to Yibum with the first, she was forbidden to marry him. But now that number one died, she's now permitted to him because number one is no longer in the picture. That's the bigger chiddush, because at some point she was usher. That's Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Meita Shnia, Mutar Barishona. Aval Meita Rishona, Asur Bishnia. Okay, he disagrees. And he says the second one, if the first one were to die, it's no good. Why? My taima, Shekol Yivama She'ein Ani Koreba Bish'at Nifila. Yivama yavo aleha. If you can't say that you can do the mitzvah of Yibum at the moment that she falls to Yibum with him, harezo ke'eshet ach sheyesh lavanim v'asura. It's as if she's a regular eshet ach who had kids and there's no, right? And therefore, she's forbidden to him. Okay, the mitzvah of Yibum, right? This is all about what we talked about, right? Is the moment of death what's koveah, or is the moment you do the Yibum koveah? So here you see the moment of death. As soon as he dies, she is usher to him, and then she's usher la'olam. She can never be permitted to him, okay? And therefore, it's a problem. Okay, we'll stop here now, and the stuff you'll catch up on your own over Shabbos. Okay.